Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you asking. Happy Friday Eve. So,
Yeah.
right? I feel like every Monday it's a countdown to the next weekend. I don't know.
Yep.
And I'm speaking with Saul, is that right?
The weekend's on.
Yes, yeah, right. That's right. It's a pleasure talking with you. Pleasure meeting you. So Lee's actually sending some information right now that I'm just going to read over through. Now, while I'm doing that, though, do you have any questions regarding on our program or how it works?
One of the questions, like, she was telling me, like, if somebody looks up a certain thing, like, does something in the area, we do multiple different things with our company. How many different keywords do we have available to get people to find us?
Great question. Yeah, so as far as the keywords, you get to go up to 15 keywords and phrases.
Okay.
So it's quite a lot. Okay. Yeah. To be honest, for how long I've been in the field and everything, I don't think I've ever seen anyone hit that marker anyway. So, and they've done a lot, but it's just, you know, because it counts as a phrase on there too, it just doesn't match up, you know, so there's plenty of things. But I do see it more of like carpentry type of a field. Is that right?
Yep.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. Okay. And it seems like you guys have been in business for a very long time. Is that right? Like since 1974?
Yeah. My dad started in 1974, and I kind of pretty much took over everything because he's 71 years old now. And so I pretty much run everything, and he stays at home and goes and gets things as we need them and comes on a job once in a while. But
that's cool, man.
Kind of pay him to stay at home and just be on call when we need him.
That's awesome. That's incredible. And, you know, it's good to hear that with a family-owned business like that, you know, kids taking over and stuff. My father opened a side business with the same thing. You know, he just loved doing carpentry work in general. So it wasn't like he was trying to make money off it. It was just more of like something he loved doing as a hobby. And I got the opportunity and, you know, the pleasure to work with him on a few things, you know, and spend some son and father time, I guess you can say, you know. So it's pretty cool to hear. There you go, man. All right, so pretty much you've done your whole life. Let's put it that way, right?
Pretty much, yep.
There you go. So pretty much like just like how you're talking about, you know, 15 words and key phrases, as long as they're in the area within the vicinity, I'm seeing about, like, you want to stay local, about 40 miles out. Is that right?
Yeah, like we're in Monroe County. Like right now I'm working up in Ann Arbor, which is about a 45-minute drive.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's kind of pushing it, but with it being this late in the year, I didn't want to turn down any work. So I wanted to make sure we stay busy.
Yeah, yeah. You want to make sure you stay busy.
Further driving if needed.
Yes, sir. I hear you. So that's something we can help you with. I mean, a lot of companies that are in business owners that I've spoken to that joined the family here at Local Splash, you know, they were worried about the same thing, you know, slow season coming up and everything. They want to keep that steady flow. And get that exposure as much as possible so that way they can keep afloat, you know, during their harsh times. And then that way when big times start coming, it's going to be real good times, you know. So that's something we can help you with, all right, not our first rodeo. Now, like I said, as long as they're in those vicinities, we don't want you driving too far out, spending money on gas over there, then you will be easily found at that first page of Google. I'm sure you're aware of how Google looks and how it works on there. So whenever I do a keyword search, you get that local map section, and once you're up there, or once they're looking in those keywords in that area, your business will be found on that first page, okay? Now, there's tons of other pages, but let's be real with one another. I don't think people really even bother to check the second or third page, right? So we make sure you're up on that first.
No, not
usually. Yeah, right. You know, I asked my sister the other day, I was like, did you know there's a second or third page? She didn't even know that there was. I was like, I didn't know that. Like, yeah, I swear. Right, it's crazy, man.
I think somebody told me before they usually call the first three, and after that, that's it.
Yeah, it's true. It's about that scroll, you know. If you're, it's convenient. There you go. You know, if it's not convenient, they ain't doing it. Period. You know. So we make sure it's very convenient for the customer. Now the thing is, that we're not just going to stop at getting you up on just Google. We want to help you also build that traffic as well. So we get you up to 60 different directories, such as Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, I mean, Chambers Commerce, Yellow Pages. I mean, you name it. We're going to make sure your brand awareness is on point throughout the web, okay? Are you doing any type of marketing as well, too, as far as, like, Facebook business page or a website or anything like that?
We have a website that just got started a couple months ago.
Beautiful, okay.
I don't know how many hits that has on it. I have to actually, the guy who designed it for me, he's the only one who can see how many hits it has.
Okay.
But we have a Facebook page. I don't know how many likes it's got or followers or whatever, but I get most of my business from Facebook.
I'll do
a thing on there where I boost an ad and get some calls from that.
Okay, all right. Are you doing commercial work as well?
To do it. No, not really. Mostly just residential. We do mostly garages, decks, and roofs.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm looking at your website right now. It's pretty short, simple, sweet, and to the point. Get a free estimate, bam, you know?
Yep.
So I like it. All right, cool.
I pretty much told them. I mean, I want it to be a lot of pictures and just a list of what we do. I don't want it to be insane or just kind of simple.
Yeah. Sometimes going that simple route is better than having too much going on and it just gets the customer lost, right? So you're on the right track with that, I think. That's my personal opinion on that, man. You know, so that's awesome, you know. And one thing that, just letting you know, we are a one-stop shop. So a lot of business owners, they have a business page, a Facebook business page, and it's just hard to upkeep running promotions and ads and stuff like that. So that's where we come into play, where we can help you with those ads and help you with those promotions, get the heavy load off your shoulders, you know what I'm saying? The number one thing that we do not do is talk to your customers. So all these customers that I will be calling, these leads that I'm calling in, they talk directly to you. All right, so we don't want to put any type of damper on anything you guys are doing well with. We don't know nothing. Let's be honest, man. I don't know nothing too much about roof and all that, man, you know. So we want to make sure that we stick it with you guys. Now, that being said, it's exclusive. So once we work with you, that's it. We don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, and we're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors, have you guys go head-to-head. So that's the beauty behind that, okay? Like I said, we take care of our family here at Local Splash. Yeah. Now, as far as website, if that's something you need help with, we can help you. It's there. No additional cost or anything like that. It's just flat rate once a month. And we don't have no contract here at Local Splash because we want you to choose to be with us each and every month, man. All right? We want to make sure you're getting your return on your investment while saving some money on the back end. So this is how it works. Everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement. We'll make sure you're sticking through in the beginning just to see his fruition come to play for you and your company, right? Now, your pricing is going to be a flat rate a month at $299 a month. That's it. Okay? It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment today would only be at $398. And again, there's no paper call, paper lead, paper job, nothing like that. You get to cherry pick as many as you want. But month to month, it's only $299. And that's everything that we talked about. Yeah. Is that something you could comfortably budget?
I know this is hard to answer, but is there a way to know how many people search a certain keyword?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that.
Do you guys have those demographics?
Yeah, most definitely. Sal, I'm glad you're asking that because, you know, it just tells me how much you're really in tune with everything and you care about your business, right? And care about your investment. So we actually build you a client dashboard is what we call it. All right, it's a fully customizable tracking system. Now, you get to track live where these customers are calling from. You get to see what keywords are being searched to find your services, what keywords aren't working. That way, you can modify it at any time. We give you the keys to the car here. You get account login and password. You can change it whenever you want. You can run new promotions, things like that. But if you're too busy and you need help with that, perfectly fine. We have an account management team that's open Monday through Friday to go ahead and help you change, modify words or run promotions and things like that for you as well, too.
Okay.
Yep. And all inclusive, too. I'm not trying to upsell you nothing, man.
And you said it's basically a verbal two-month agreement right off the bat, and then if we like it, we just continue to go on from there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, knock on wood, I want to earn your business for a long time, man. But, you know, yes, it is month to month, but it's that 2 months in the very beginning. Yeah. As you're already probably familiar with, Google, the reason why we have it is because Google sends, it's per Google guidelines, they have to send a verification to you through physically in the mail. Once that's sent out to you, you can verify that you're a real person, have a real business. Then the sky's the limit from there, man. We work pretty darn quick. I mean, first 5 to 7 days, your dashboard and everything. Yeah, what's up?
Here's one of the problems with that. what does Google have my address listed as?
Good question. Let me see here.
Does
so
it have it listed as South, does it have it listed as South Telegraph Road?
No, 2257 Heist Road.
Heist Road. Okay. Because I tried to verify something last year, I believe it was.
Okay.
Like to take control of something, and it said that it had to send me that letter. But the address that it was supposed to send it to was an address that we were at about 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
And it was, I couldn't figure out how to change it because I'm not a, I nail wood together. I'm not a very techie person. So I just kind of did the thing, and I stopped over at that house to talk to the owner, the person that was there, and they were weird as shit, and they acted like I was about to rob them.
What?
So I knocked on the front door, and I stepped back. I stood about 8 feet away from the door, and this lady come to the door just acting like she was about to get attacked. And I'm just like, I handed her my card. I'm like, if you get a piece of mail addressed to me, can you just call me so I can come get it? It's for my business. And she's like, well, I'll have to talk to the owner of the house because it was a rental house. And I'm
okay.
like, I know the owner of the house. We used to live here for 5 years. I'm like, it's Ron Himmelgarn. I know the owner. And she was just weird. I'm just like, well, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I never heard from her. So I'm like, how do I verify something if I can't physically get that piece of mail because it's going to the wrong place?
Holy crap, man. All right.
But at least it's listed. Phone number, not right address now. Yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have in our
system. I'm a big guy, so I'm kind of intimidating, but...
Oh, really? You sound like a great guy, though, man. I wouldn't expect anything like that. All right. Well, here's the thing, man. This is something we can help you with. We've done it plenty of times. Me, personally, I've helped plenty of business owners with this, where they actually even got suspended. And we had to help them rebuild everything, build their Google profile and all that. So I'm not worried about that whatsoever, man, okay? So what we could do is we work directly with Google on this stuff. So we can make sure to get your Google profile page on the right address, get everything consistent throughout the web. One thing that helps speed the process up is by having, we call it a client interview. It's pretty much just talking with our techs, right? And you don't have to be in front of a computer. We ask for an hour window because they'll call within that hour. That does not mean it takes a full hour, okay? Now, what we could do is make sure to go over a few things today so that way we can get things rolling for them. And then we could set a schedule a day that works best for you, okay? We want to make sure respecting your time and then go from there. But, you know, it's just a matter of you saying, hey, let's give it a shot.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that because, like I said, you know, I'll boost a post on Facebook. In the summertime, when I boost a post, I'll spend $200. It'll run for 5 days. And, I mean, there's sometimes I'll get – and I don't know if this – I mean, it's probably a kid, but I get 18 different people asking me questions, wanting to get estimates. And, like, if I sell one garage, I mean, we profit $10,000,
$15,000
on a garage.
Oh, there you go, man.
$200 and selling one garage. Is the return in investment right there is astronomical. So
that sounds
perfect that way.
And I'm looking through the area right now, man. And I'm just gonna say this: in the last 30 days, you have over 900 searches done already. I mean, just getting 1%. I know you're gonna do better than that, but low balling, man. You get 1% of that. That's unreal. So you'll be just fine. All right. So let me go ahead and set you up here, Sal. Is it short for Salvador?
Salvatore,
S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, Tori. That's cool. I want to make sure I'm going to put that in our system. Give me a moment. We're going to have to spell it one more time. Okay, give me a second here. Hold up. All right, I got S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E or Y?
E. Yep.
E, got it. All right. And how do you spell your last name? Is it just like the business name, the Cusimano?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And is it okay? I hope I'm okay calling you Sal. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Cool, man. All right, Sal. And then as far as the email address for a second form of contact and also to send the invoice to, what's the best email?
Yeah, this is a weird word. The word is Copernan, okay? It's C-O-P, like top. And the ER, like emergency room.
Uh-huh.
And then N-A-N, like Nancy, Adam, Nancy.
Okay.
That was something that 20 years ago when I first made my own email, that was just a nickname my son had by my niece, and I just was screwing around and made that my email, and 20 years later, it's still my damn email.
I love it, man. Hey, it's got some history to it.
I also have just like sal_cusimano@yahoo.com, but everything for the last 20 years is associated with Copernan one. It's like, I won't get it if I switch over to that. So, and I don't want to use two, so I just stick with that.
Right. Yeah, I love you, man. I have, okay, I only have two emails. One for the real good one, like things that I pay attention to, and the other one, I just send it to all the spam stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so I have Copernan. Now, is it at gmail.com or what is it at?
No, that's Yahoo.
At yahoo.com. All right. Oh, that's another one I haven't heard in a little bit. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put that into the here system. And is this the best number to reach you, the 8158?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then I want to make sure everything's consistent and there's no hiccups on our end over here because, again, we're going to send this letter back out through Google and everything. So we have Cusimano Home Improvements. Is there an LLC or anything like that?
Yes, it is LLC.
Okay. And then the address, let's make sure I have this right. 2257 Heist, spelled with the two S's, Road. And we have in 48162.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send, I want to make sure to secure your spot onto for our technician call. What time do you have time available tomorrow?
Tomorrow I would say, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow, so probably around 3 o'clock tomorrow would work.
3 o'clock tomorrow? Okay, let's see. We can't do 3. We could do like an hour before or an hour after. 4 o'clock? Is that all right?
Yeah, let's try 4 o'clock.
Okay, all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google Calendar invite, okay? And it's going to send to both of you guys, for you and our technicians, so that way they know that you're committed and you know that they're committed, okay? All right. Give me a second.
Okay.
And then the call from an 877 number. I'll most likely call with them just to introduce you guys, but if I'm too busy or any reason, they'll give you a call anyway, okay?
Yep.
All right. All right. And I'm going to send it to that same email at the Yahoo here. All right, cool. I just sent it. Make sure go ahead and put in there and hit yes for me, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right, give me a minute. I don't know if you can hear background noise, but I'm on an excavator digging a footer.
That's what that is. I was wondering if it was my – I don't know if you heard me. I'm moving my phone a lot. I'm like, man, my phone's making some weird noises going on right now. So.
That was mine. I'm digging a footer for a garage.
All right, you're good, man.
All right, so, okay, yes.
All right.
What happened to it? Yep, okay, that worked. So Friday, between 4 and 5. Yep.
Okay, let me make sure it comes through on my side. Yeah, just they run off of PST time, so just giving you a heads up on that's why it says 1 o'clock, but it'll be 4 o'clock your time, okay?
All right. All
right. I just got it. Okay, cool. So that's good there. Now I want to make sure they're not starting from scratch tomorrow. I want them starting today. Okay. So we're going to go over a few things, bare essential stuff. So that way they can get rolling on a few things there. Okay. Now as far as the number that we have, you want your customers to call this number, text this number, email, all three. What makes it convenient for you?
Call or text.
Call or text. Okay.
Hang on just a minute, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on.
I just noticed. Dumped that dirt down there by that embankment and just kind of flare it out a little bit. It's just...
started eating yesterday. Yeah, so find that between the big tree and that, the big green tree and the little.
Okay. I'll trim out behind you. There's one bush there, but then I'll trim that.
All right.
You can just, you know, grab a little and kind of flare it out. All right. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, once we get it down there, we can move it with that machine too. Yeah. All right. I'll do that. I used to operate a machine a little bigger than this, though.
Yeah,
I did a little bit of everything.
We usually don't need it to do too much, but this is the hardest ground I've ever seen in my life.
I'm just watching me there out the window. It'd be some rough pick and shovel.
Oh, my gosh. This would be impossible. I can't believe this machine isn't doing any better, but it's a whole machine.
Yeah.
So we just want to see all that I can load on this truck, this trailer. So.
Yeah, I used to. 30 years I worked in a railroad yard.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
All right, man.
Okay. Yes.
Getting things done over there.
The homeowner here is an 80. The homeowner here is an 85-year-old guy, and I don't think he can't see that I have AirPods in that I'm talking on. So
he probably thinks you're talking to yourself, man.
Yeah, that's right. I picked up my phone and put it by my head when he seen me, so he didn't think I was nuts.
You know, when they first came out and everything, you couldn't tell. You know, you're like, all right, is he talking to himself or is he talking on the phone? That's funny.
I owned a pizzeria for. I owned a pizzeria from 2007 till 2012, and we would be standing at the front counter, or look up, and there'd be somebody standing in the lobby, and they'd be like standing, you know, looking to the left, and they're just talking away. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? Who are they talking to? There's nobody up there. And then they turn around, and they had like the old Bluetooth thing in their ear. Like, people need to realize they look like absolutely insane.
I swear, it's the same thing, man. I'm like, no. That's hilarious. I had a friend who, she worked at an actual, like, you know, T-Mobile, and every time I go to visit her and stuff, I don't know how she can multitask like that. She'd be talking to me while she's talking on the phone with the earpiece in her ear. I couldn't tell if she's talking to me or talking to her friend on the phone.
Gosh.
It was ridiculous, man. I'm like, all right, you need to hang up, man. Like, this is throwing me off here. All right. So I want to go over some nitty-gritty stuff for you, man. I want to make sure the services that you offer, I'm just going to name a few over here. Tell me if they take it off or not, or if you want to add more to it. But obviously we want to help home improvement, carpentry, deck.
Well, as far as home improvements, we're actually probably going to be changing the name of the company because we started out doing home improvements where we did a lot of, like, basement remodeling. We did some kitchen and bathroom, but it got to a point where, like, especially with COVID, where we only worked outside. And now it's like we stay so busy with garages and decks that I don't even want to go in people's houses anymore.
No worries. Okay. So I'll take that one off.
There's too much. When it comes to kitchen and bathroom stuff, there's just too much involved. Too many trips to the store for plumbing, electrical, blah, blah, blah.
I feel
With what I do now, I can order everything and every single thing I need for this job site will get delivered right next to where I'm working. So,
Okay, but yeah.
Go ahead. We'll just sell home improvements. No, take that off.
Okay. Sounds good. I got carpentry, decks, garages, roofing, siding, sunrooms. Would that be one?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Screen rooms, basement finishing. Would you do anything like that?
Yep.
Okay. What about
That's
pole
the only
barns?
Thing we will do inside is a full basement. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pole barns, sheds. What about that?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have. Just the top of my head. While I was on hold there, just kind of throwing stuff out.
We want patio covers.
Patio covers. Okay.
Carports.
Carports.
Pergolas.
How do you spell that?
P-E-R-G-O-L-A.
Pergola. All right, cool. All right, just something fun to say. Okay.
And then, I mean, you could, I will get so many calls for this, but I guess put concrete on there.
Concrete? Okay. Now, if you need to modify it, please let us know. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing some more concrete. Plus, I like when I get calls for stuff like that. There's a few people that I know that are like littler companies. I hand over the leads to them. So
okay, no worries, man. And then, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do they pay cash, check, Venmo, PayPal? How do they do that?
We can do cash, check, are the best, of course, and then we can do Venmo or we do credit cards, but you know. We charge that couple percent, but we can't accept credit cards.
Okay, perfect. And then, as far as your hours of operations, what would you say?
Probably like 8 a.m. till, as far as people calling me, just say 8 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Okay, yeah. And then Monday through Friday?
I know a lot of people don't get off work till 5, so.
True,
Monday
yeah.
Through Saturday.
Why. Monday through Saturday. Okay. Got to have Sunday to sleep in.
I mean, actually, I get up and go to Sunday school and church, so I don't sleep in too much.
Oh, no, man. It's all good. All right. All right, so I have everything in here as well, I believe. Okay. And then far as the card, the name on the card, is it still the same first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there?
The letter P. Is my name.
Letter P it is. Okay. Let me make sure. And is it to the same address that we have on file, that the one we just went over earlier? Or is it a different address?
Yeah.
That?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
That'll work.
Okay. Now, before I make any type of thing on there, we have you at a discounted rate, so I want to make sure that rate is not moving anywhere, okay? So I like to triple check on that. So give me just a moment. I have you there for Okay. And then what kind of card are we be using today? Would it be a Visa, Master, American Express?
MasterCard.
MasterCard it is. Okay. Okay. Sorry, loading. Of course it is, right? All right, there we go. Okay.
My phone is froze. What is going on?
All right, sir. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm trying to do something on my phone real quick before I do this so I can...
You're good, man.
My phone is, like, freezing up.
You good over there, Sal?
Yep.
Yep.
Tell me, you got an iPhone?
Yeah. I think where I'm at, it's like losing service or whatever.
Ah, okay. I gotta say, man, I love Samsungs. When my wife got me on an iPhone, man, I have to use it. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but gonna have to be.
Yeah, I liked it once I got it.
I mean, it's all right. I'm not gonna complain. I'm like that tech type of guy, you know. I want to have more freedom on the phone, so.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready for you, yes.
All right, 5347.
Mm-hmm.
4053. 6005. 9945.
Right, and the expiration date?
12/24.
Okay. And there should be a security code?
574.
All right. So before I make any process on the payment here, so I want to make sure we do a voice verification process, the added form of protection for you, okay? So everything we say we're going to do on the phone, I want to make sure I adhere to this stuff, okay? Now, before I even do that, I want to set up a security question for you. I don't care if anyone says they're Local Splash or even if they say their name is John from Local Splash. Ask them what your security question is and then ask them what the answer is. If they don't know any of those, hang up the phone right away and give me a call, okay?
Okay.
So we have three choices on here. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do first pet's name.
Okay, cool. Now, if it's a hard spelling on there, you're going to have to spell it twice for me because I can't see it as I'm spelling it.
No.
Out, so. Okay.
it's very easy. It's actually just four letters.
Okay, what do you got?
Lady.
Okay.
Like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh. All right, I got you, my man. Crack me up. All right, so we got that
here. I had
here.
That dog for a long time when I was little.
Yeah, what kind of breed?
She was part Brittany Spaniel, so she was like the white and brown hunting type dog, but I don't know if she was like Brittany Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, but.
Man, beautiful, huh? How long was she around for then?
I don't know. I know she died when I was like 16 or 17. I had had her for quite a while.
Aww. Yeah, I had an English bulldog, and I only taught him Korean, so it was funny. It just felt like he was just mine, you know what I mean? When he passed, it was like losing a family member, man, though. But anywho, sorry, I get sidetracked real quick. What was that?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do this voice verification part. Whenever answering questions, just make sure to sound as clear as possible. Other than that, if you have questions for me, please stop me in my tracks and say, hey, John, can you elaborate on this? I'll be more than happy to answer for you, okay? All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cusimano Home Improvement, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Salvatore P. Cusimano,
Thank
owner.
You, sir. All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. That's why we set up that security question and everything for you, okay? So don't fall for those scammers out there. I would hate to see that happen, okay? All right. I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive in phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 3rd in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be recurring payment, So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $398 today. And just know that you're going to get an email and a text, and that'll be our last thing that we need to do here, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Let's give it a moment here. Perfect. Let me know when that text message comes through to you, though.
All right. Might take a minute to where I'm at. What is the phone number to call for you guys?
The email that is going to come out there to you as well on the invoice is going to have my extension and my phone number with it. So don't worry, I'm not letting you go until you see everything.
All right. I got the text message.
All right, beautiful. In that text message, for the invoice, if you pop that open, there should be a spot where it says to click here to sign terms and experience or terms of and conditions. Do you see that?
All right. I did that, and I went to a local Splash username and password login.
Perfect. Yes, so that means you did it right. So our technicians tomorrow, when they give you a call, they're going to help develop that with you, okay? So that way you have full throttle of everything to check everything and all of that as far as your analytics and everything, okay? All right, man.
All right.
Well, it looks like now on the email, you'll have it from jso@relevantads. That's my email. You can email me anytime, Monday through Friday, or text me if you want on that phone number as well, too. Has my extension, all of that, okay? So if for any reason you can't get a hold of these technicians that you need their help, you can contact me, and I'll reach out to them for you, okay?
All right. Say SEO at relevantads.com. Okay, got that.
Yeah, there you go, my man. All right, we're going to take care of you, okay? And
right.
I got to say this, man, but welcome to the family here. All right. We're going to do great
stuff.
Thank
you very much.
Yes, sir. You take it easy, all right? All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.